You know, we have somebody here amongst us that you never get to see because she's always taking the photos. Vivian Krug Cotton. This is the lady that does it all for us. The publicity that we get here in Arroyo Grande is thanks to Vivian, her everything. Thank you so much. Every weekend she's out there taking care of all the volunteers and all the attendees for all of our events. We want to thank Vivian a great deal for that. Okay, is everybody finding a place to sit? Because here comes our first car. It's the police department. He's plowing the road for real. Starting our parade officially is Commander Sean Cosgrove and his family. He's been with the police department for over 20 years and is very much involved in all of our events. Here they come. Commander Cosgrove, I believe, is going to be in our CHP antique park. Coming this way. So if you kids, you need to pull back a little bit. I think we have a record-breaking group here tonight, Eric. What do you think?
It's a beautiful night for a beautiful community. It's going to be a great night, Ann.
We have hundreds and hundreds of people here to attend the parade. Here we go. All right. Kind of looks like car 54, where are you?
I was thinking a little more like Mayberry, kind of applicable to our community.
Absolutely. Mayberry. Famous car. This is the movie. This is a movie car that was in the world's fastest Indian. There's Commander Cosgrove and family. Welcome, welcome. Thank you.
All right, here we go. Entry number one, Civil Air Patrol Squadron, Bob Beavers Composite Squadron 103. And they are coming out of Camp San Luis Obispo. And the volunteers here are from the Air Force, made up of both cadet and adults, and they've been serving our community since 1941. Cadets are involved in aerospace education and there's leadership training, emergency services, disaster relief, and naturally they assist local authorities with both air and ground for search and rescue for missing aircraft in the United States. Thank you, folks, for your service.
All right, here we have our famous Arroyo Grande City Council. Woo-hoo! On our city council, we have Mayor Jim Hill, Council Member Kristen Barnage, Council Member-elect Jimmy Paulding, Council Member-elect Keith Storton. City Manager's driving, by the way. I thought I'd say that's Jim Bergman. Oh, she's driving. Way to go, Papa. Welcome, welcome. Hi, Keith. Hi, Kristen. How's it feel to be up there? Awesome. Thank you for being here.
And you had mentioned earlier our Grand Marshal, and would love if you would tell us a little bit about who we are looking at.
All right, right behind the Arroyo Grande Christmas Parade banner number 3 is our Grand Marshal. Very, very, very special group. Founded by Bob Lund. Several other very important folks. But these are just ordinary people like you and I. Many of you may have been members of Arroyo Grande in Bloom. Bob has kept this group going along with some really devoted, about 6 or 7 really devoted folks in there. And every single weekend, they are out cleaning all these pots around the village, all the way down through and to the boundary at Oak Park Road. We treasure this group. They keep our village, our whole community, our whole city clean. They're connected with Public Arts. They're a 501c3 group. Nonprofit and hardworking. All right. Lori Waller. Judy Hirsch. All right.
And so naturally, if you have a green thumb or just a heart to serve,
Here's
you
Marie.
Could contact Arroyo Grande in
There's
Bloom.
Bob and Doug.
There they
Hi.
Are.
Hi.
They would absolutely love your help planting flowers, pulling weeds.
Love you guys so much. Thank you. And you need to be honored. You need to be honored. Every single week, they affect your lives, and you don't even know it. Very, very special folks. Thank you so, so much. You know, if you're ever curious, get a hold of them and they'll sign you up. Oh, there's our Public Works, Arroyo Grande Public Art.
Public
Not
art.
Public Work. Public Art, Nan, I know that. Public Art. They're working on a project up by the South County Regional Center. They want to beautify and make that a public arts display. And we want to support them with donations. They're nonprofit and they beautify our city so beautifully.
All right, Ann. Well, they are followed up by entry number 5, which is Studio Sing Sing Sing. And nothing quite says Merry Christmas like the music of the season. And we have our village carolers. Let's give them a listen.
Let's be very quiet so we can hear. What can we say about Rotary Club of Arroyo Grande? The Rotary Club is a group of men and women who take action to make a difference in our community and around the world. Every year they give local high school students thousands of dollars in scholarships. They support the South County Boys and Girls Club and the Arts and Education Program, just to name a few. We'd need a much longer parade to list everything they do each year. This year's Arroyo Grande Rotary Holiday Sing-Along, A Swinging Christmas, at the Clark Center is Sunday, December 16th. Be sure and attend. Bring the whole family and join in the fun. Give them a wave and they'll give you a candy cane today. Merry Christmas from the Arroyo Grande Rotary Club. We love you guys. They also cook great fish. Don't forget the fish fry Friday night at the Harvest Festival. Yeah. Look at that costume. Aren't you sweet? You look beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. All right, Ann. Hey, we're followed up by number seven. Entry seven is Happy Times Co-op Preschool. And this is based in Pismo Beach for children ages 3 to 5. And they focus on learning through play and social emotional development. Happy Times Co-op Preschool.
And in 40 years, it has not changed because my children went there, and they're 44 and 48.
Come on.
I know, and I volunteered. It's an awesome school, and it was so good back then, and it still is today.
And, Ann, I just want to know where I get a flashing pug Christmas sweater. That's what I want to know.
Oh, my gosh. Here we have Pac-13. Pac-13, how many scout clubs packs do you know of with a number 1-3, only two numbers? That means it's number 13 ever to be. And here they are. Here's Club Scout Pack 13, serving boys and girls in grades kindergarten through fifth grade. They're a Royal Grand Prix serving the community while they build strong moral character. There's some moral character in that. Oh.
Right.
Wow. Thank you. Slo County Sheriff's Auxiliary Volunteer Program. Here they are. The Sheriff's Auxiliary Volunteer Patrol was established to assist the South County Sheriff's Office in meeting its law enforcement mission. Citizen volunteers trained in a variety of law enforcement topics are there to volunteer and help in our community. Control. We need control. Thank you. There they go in their awesome car. Yeah.
All right, and if you've lived in the area for any period of time, you are fully aware of entry number 10 and 11. This is Doc Bernstein's Ice Cream Lab, located here at the end of the village. They're one of our major sponsors. Of course, you can see Doc himself walking around. And they're driving tonight in a 1958 vintage panel truck. And naturally, it's available for any special events. It's perfect transportation back in time to 1950. And, you know, in addition to ice cream this past year, they rolled out their silk fudge. And if you haven't had it, you need to try it. It is absolutely amazing. I've been friend with Greg, the owner there, for a while. And I got to tell you, they're just, it's a delicious little gift pack. Great stocking stuffer.
All right, here comes Doc himself. Yeah! Let's give him a hand. Woo! Woo, woo! There we go. Woo, woo!
And he's got Michael here as a bodyguard. What is going on? Look at that. See, silk fudge right here. If you want a box of silk fudge with a discount, come see me. You can have it.
All right. Hi,
there he is. The man, woo! The myth, the legend.
There's silk fudge for you.
And it looks just as every good as it does on that truck.
Look at that. Look at that up there. He's done more for our community. Scholarship, helping students, helping employees.
Blood drives. They recently drilled a well in Ethiopia. They've got some amazing things going on at Doc Bernstein's.
Woo, woo. Oh, my gosh. Look who we have behind Doc Bernstein. Five Cities Youth Football Cheerleaders. Woohoo! We are the Five Cities Youth Cheerleaders, and we cheer out loud, and we're proud of our football players. We work hard, but also have lots of fun. Oh my gosh, look what we have here. This is another very large group of community volunteers from the Arroyo Grande Recreation Services Department, led this year by Sheridan. Where's Sheridan? Ah, and there's Kelsey. You guys wave. There's Sheridan, yeah. Thank you for being here today. The Recreation Department provides events and activities for all ages, ranging from preschool to leisure programs, community events to sport leagues. The Arroyo Grande Recreation Service Department offers opportunities for the young at heart as well. Get active, learn how to cook a new dish, or volunteer to help your community. Join Recreation Service's next event, Breakfast with Santa, at the Women's Club on December 15. More information on upcoming events can be found online at arroyogrande.org. Thank you so much. Is that Karen? Hi, Karen. Thank you. Karen puts on the Halloween carnival, in case you've ever gone to that.
All right. Hey, Ann, we are followed up by entry 14, which is the Cub Scouts Pack 425. This is a fun, active group, always welcoming kids kindergarten through fourth grade. If you enjoy camping, hiking, zip lining, and other outdoor fun, then this is the pack for you. Cub Scout Pack 425, led none other than by a distant relative of Santa Claus himself.
All right, let's give them a hand. All those volunteers who keep these kids growing and learning. Thank you so much for your volunteering.
All right, Ann, this is one of your all-time favorites here, Paulding Marching Patriots. Why don't you tell us about them?
Oh, my gosh, check this out. They've only been together since September. They have grown so much and developed so much. The Marching Patriots, the group features an intermediate advanced band under the direction of John Kirby, and the color guard under the direction of Mrs. Jana Makowitz. Enjoy the holiday season as the group performs Sleigh Ride and Frosty the Snowman. Beautiful. Gentlemen, thank you. Paulding Patriot Marching Band. Excellent. Woo! Yeah. Thank you. Wow.
Got to tell you, Ann, I used to live right next to Paulding, and although I love the band, there were those days where I didn't love the practice. Not going to lie.
I hear you, Eric.
All right. Hey, entry number 16, Girl Scouts of the Central Coast. I just do not know why they are not passing out Girl Scout cookies, but whatever. As we know, Girl Scouts are committed to developing today's girl into tomorrow's leader.
Through
a variety of fun and enriching programs, adventures, outdoors experiences, travel, financial literacy, STEAM, and so much more. And in case you are wondering, cookie sales start in January.
January cookie sales. Don't forget to buy those Girl Scout cookies.
It's all about the Thin Mint, Ann.
Thin Mint. I know. Thank you, volunteers. Thank you, parents, for all that you do for the children. Thank you. Without you, we couldn't do it.
Troop 40029.
They're passing out candy cane. South County's Chambers of Commerce is one of our major sponsors. They're a reindeer sponsor. You know, the South County Chambers of Commerce used to be one. We used to be Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, and Napomo, each separate chambers. We have now joined forces together to be three. We are now the South County Chambers of Commerce. A lot more power with the power of three. And we want to thank you for your sponsorship. Here we have the Santa Maria Model A Ford Club. The Santa Maria A's Model A Ford Club wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a healthy and happy New Year. Anybody want to take a guess at how many years old that car is? Check it out. This is amazing.
Looks like a hybrid, Ann.
It's beautiful.
It runs on gas and like foot power. Look at that thing. What year is your car, guys?
1929.
Very nice. Well done.
That is 90 years old. That car right there is 90 years old. Isn't it beautiful? Thank you so much for restoring and keeping our history alive.
Man, I hope I look that good at 90.
You will not look that good at 90.
I don't look that good now.
All right. Thank you so much for keeping the history alive. We really appreciate you.
All right. Hey, we are followed up by entry number 19, the Five Cities Twirlers. This is an award-winning Twirlers. We'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Kids range in ages from 5 to 13, and they're led today by Coach Alexis Brewer.
Oh, let's enjoy the talent we have here. Beautiful. They're not even hitting themselves in the head at all. Eric, check it out.
I would totally knock myself out, Ann.
They're not so coordinated. Look at that. And there's the music.
Christmas comes each time.
All right. What do we have here? Pacific Cliffs or Coastal Christian, actually. Coastal Christian School, we know where that is. That's up on the hill.
All right.
It's beautiful.
They are dreaming of a winter wonderland this Christmas. They've got a beautiful 27-acre campus there in Gizmo Beach.
Lovely.
They have 220 students, ages K through 12. The school was originally founded in 1971. It's duly accredited, quality academic program, and they skateboard. I love it. Average class size is 17 students, so they have a 13-to-1 student-to-teacher ratio. Obviously, lots of opportunity for valuable one-on-one instruction. And they are affiliated with 6 official church sponsors. So 32 different churches from Paso Robles all the way to Santa Maria. If you would like more information, you can call the school and they will give you a free tour.
Check out Coastal Christian School. Central Coast Christian School. Comes Pacific Cliffs. Let's hear it for Pacific Cliffs. The gymnasts, they offer gymnastics for kids of all ages. They even have warrior classes and competitive teams. Wow. Check them out, Eric. Look at all the lights and all the action.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Look at the Pacific Cliffs. Thank you for being here. Merry Christmas. Wonderful.
And like it says, Ann, so they have the, looks like the Ninja Warrior classes, and they also offer a competitive team.
All right.
Good times.
Thank you so much for coming and sharing your talent. Your accomplishments are wonderful.
Sure would be nice if Patty Wiley here did a cartwheel.
Especially yeah, that's in her gorgeous sweater. All right. Here we have the Boys and Girls Club of San Luis Obispo. Can you see that, Eric?
I can see that.
Is that what I'm seeing?
You are seeing it correctly.
Whether kids dream of becoming a ballerina or an astronaut or an all-star athlete, your local Boys and Girls Club of South San Luis Obispo County can help them become their dream by providing a safe, fun experience through which young people can reach their full potential as productive caring, trained, trustworthy youth development professionals. Wow. I've had the honor of going there myself and enjoying the Boys and Girls Club many, many times. They have mentoring for children and teens every single day. Please call the Boys and Girls Club to schedule a tour of the club and learn more about what we're doing to prove every kid has what it takes. When school's out, Boys and Girls Clubs are in.
All right. Hey, speaking of Boys and Girls Club, entry number 22 is the Campfire Central Coast of California. Every year, and when we see this bus, I don't know, it just makes me want to go to camp. I'm thinking we need to open this up for grown-ups. You can get away from life for a week.
But I agree.
They have been serving the Central Coast in San Luis Obispo County for over 80 years. And we've got kids and leaders, of course, riding in the bus. And Camp Natoma is a summer camp where kids explore the outdoors and they sleep under the stars. And hopefully that is like an electronic-free environment. That'd be great. Camp Natoma.
I agree, Eric. I have a feeling it is. Look how much they're enjoying all of this, and there's not one more. All right, let's give them a wave. There they are.
Campfire.
Out the windows.
Central Coast.
Hi. Welcome. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You're beautiful.
Very nice wave.
Look at
very nice wave.
There's our California Christmas outfit. Perfect. All right, here comes Verdine's Printing. Probably many of you are not aware of all of the printed merchandise, flyers, posters, everything you see around town. Majority of that is done by Verdine's Printing. They are also a major sponsor of this parade and of many other events that go on in our community. We want to thank Verdine's Printing for all that they do in the community and for their continued behind-the-scenes support. Always there for us. And they're thanking you. And we're thanking them. Thank you.
And as we are getting close to, not quite, but almost halfway through, we've got an actual living herd of golden retrievers that are approaching. This is the San Luis Obispo County Golden Retrievers. They, naturally, this is a nonprofit group that is in love with the Goldens. It was founded in 2008. Their mission is dedicated to promoting the health, safety, welfare, compassionate care, and protection of all animals through educational programs and community outreach. But my goodness, we have an apocalypse of golden retrievers. It's beautiful. This year they raised $1,500 for Hospice Slo County Pet Peace of Mind Program. Don't let their name fool you. They are actually open to all breeds. So this is not exclusive. They're an equal opportunity dog walking civic-minded organization. And they meet the last Sunday of every month at the El Choro Dog Park. Come on down and check them out. Slo County, Golden Retrievers, and friends. We love you guys. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, there's even like wet kisses going on over here, Ann. This is
adorable.
Is beautiful. I'm getting all kinds of feels right now.
Oh my gosh, and not to be shown up by the golden retrievers. Look who we have. We have the Central Coast Poodles. Oh my goodness.
I think so.
Here comes Central Coast Poodles, a fun and friendly mix of AKC registered and rescue poodles. Avino! showing off a variety of well-coiffed and fashionable hairstyles. These wonderful, loving companions and family dogs are smart, agile, athletic, and sensitive. Tonight's lineup comes in all colors, shapes, and sizes, beginning with the toy and miniature poodles and finishing with standard poodles. But you know who's also in here, not to be shown up, but here comes the pugs.
Wow, the village pugs. Who would have thought?
Yeah, the village pugs. Oh, my goodness.
Like they should be pulling a sleigh or something. What is going on here?
Welcome, village pugs, and Merry Christmas.
Unbelievable. Actually,
we have a tremendous rescue group here for pugs.
My son Caleb over there, he's excited. We got our own little pug this year, so he's in the family. All right, hey, this is going to be entry number 26, the Central Performing Arts Foundation. This is their 11th year and anniversary of doing Babes in Toyland. They've got the Coastal Chamber Youth Ballet, and they're going to be doing three magical performances. Coming up on Saturday, December 1st, and Sunday the 2nd at the Clark Center. And this year, of course, there's new characters. It's just going to be amazing. Babes in Toyland.
Beautiful. Thank you for being here. Babes in Toyland, what a beautiful production. Thank you. That's entry number 26. Look at all the actors. Coastal Performing Arts Foundation. Don't forget, December 2nd at the Clark Center. Oh my gosh, look at this. Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Ann, this is exciting. Let's see what this group right here does. It's like more toy soldiers or something.
Oh, yeah, there's another group.
They're going to do cartwheels.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'll bet you those are parents that volunteer.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. Because we know how that goes.
Yeah, that's the real job right there. I got you.
There's the behind-the-scenes folks that make it happen. Oh, let's listen.
Yeah, we better hit this before they get here.
Oh, my gosh, this is Grace Bible?
It is Grace Bible.
Oh, wow, they present a float entitled When Love is Born. It's a living nativity scene. And they wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas. Grace Bible always goes all out to the Christmas parade just for your pure enjoyment. Merry Christmas!
And you know what I love, Ann? I can actually hear them. They're not even here and I can hear them. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing, Eric. You're absolutely right. Look how they've lit it up. Oh, we're going to sing along, everyone. Put your hands together. Here we go.
Yes, we do. Hi, Jason. How are you, brother? Good to see you. Best float, best backpacking trip. I know you guys. My boy Rodney on bass right there. Give it up. Grace Bible, we love you guys. Great job.
Beautiful job. Oh, it's Victor.
Hello, Victor. How you doing, buddy? We're in. Thank you.
All right, I see Jackie Soto and family. The Soto family is so famous. Horse-loving folks from Napomo. They're active members of the community, and they volunteer all over the county. And we've had the honor of Jackie in our parades many, many times. And now her mom is with her. Welcome, welcome.
Absolutely
lovely.
Thank you
for being here. You have the most beautiful horses. Thank you. Look at this. And these horses love to be in the parade. Well, we have another reindeer sponsor. This reindeer sponsor is E.C. Loomis, another behind-the-scenes company that makes our community operate properly. Thank you, E.C. Loomis, for all that you do for the community and supporting all of our events. Once again, visit E.C. Loomis for all of your needs. E.C. Loomis sells pumps and hay, fencing, everything you need for your livestock. We still are a country community. I think agriculture is about number one, number two? By tourism? Yeah.
All right, well, hey, this should be entry number 30. Can't quite read them from here, but this is the South County Crawlers. You can see them here in the back. Yeah, excuse me, the San Luis Obispo County. So Slow County Crawlers, it's an off-road club. They've got some vehicles tonight that are completely decorated. Club holds monthly meetings, and of course they do community runs. They are a sponsor of the Rubicon Trail Foundation, and they work to keep trails open and host trails and beach cleanup days. If you like to get down and dirty and get off road, this is the group for you. Slow yeah. County Crawlers.
Make sure your children are back behind the white lines because these trucks are going to climb all over each other. Watch and see what they do. This is absolutely amazing. Let's see if we can get them to stop right
This is here. Called Good Clean Fun, Ann, and it smells like America.
America. This is America right here. Okay, here we go. They're going to do it. This is amazing.
You know, Ann, if my wife loved me, she would get me one of those.
Is your wife here?
Oh, yeah, she's right down there. Don't act like you don't hear me, babe.
This is amazing. Every time I see them, I'm just blown away.
And I mean, and this Toyota here is almost not dented at all. I mean, this thing is in mint condition.
There's nothing left to dent.
I'm not even sure there's a windshield on that beast anymore.
I love it.
Very nice.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Slow County Crawlers.
And in fact, this one in the front looked like this white one here last year when it came through.
Oh,
so it's,
yeah,
it's a rough and tumble crowd, there's no doubt.
Hey,
but they are out and about and they're doing great things.
And they're going to do it again right over here. Watch this. They are crawling down the road. What a club to belong to.
Somehow I get the feeling that one's smog exempt, and it just kind of has that sound to it.
Has that smell to it.
And the delicious high octane gasoline smell. You need something like that when you're cleaning up the beach, right? Yeah.
All right.
Very nice. Very nice. You guys are looking good.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for being here. Wow. Thank you so much.
It's weird, Ann. I'm kind of getting all tingly. I got like feels. I don't know what's going on.
Can he have a ride? He needs a ride. Now this one is way too beautiful, Eric. Check it out.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
Something Santa himself would be caught in. I love it. Hey, Ann, it's going to be hard to hear him, but we have entry number 31, which is the El Camino 4-H Club coming up. And the 4-H'ers gearing up for the 2018-2019 year. And members are involved in various projects. They raise swine, sheep, beef, pygmy goats, obviously bunnies, arts and crafts. My kids were involved in 4-H. It was a great program. Absolutely good stuff. El Camino 4-H.
You know, I think they're being pulled by a tractor. It's hard to see. Yes, they're definitely being pulled by a tractor. You know, the tractor project at Arroyo Grande High School was led by Joe Bradbury and Jim Bergman many years ago. I don't know how many of you realize that Arroyo Grande is rather famous for its tractors and tractor project. J.B. Dewar has continued on with the tradition, and it looks like we've got one of those examples right here, pulling El Camino 4-H. Thank you so much for keeping those tractors alive. We appreciate that. Yeah, all right.
And what's been amazing about the swine program, at least when our kids were involved in it, is the animals at the fair, if they were not bid on, they were purchased by the Woods Clawson Foundation, and all of the animals were processed, and the food was given to the food banks. So
oh,
it's kind
wonderful.
Of a win-win. The kids get paid for raising the pig. They learn exactly what it takes to do that, and then the food is put to a good purpose here in our community.
Thank you for all that you do for the community and for the children. Again, we've got our volunteer parents. We know who you are. Give us a wave. Merry Christmas, parents. We appreciate you.
Nice. The Toads Code. Good
All
times.
Right. What do we have here?
Should be entry number 32, so we have another 4-H group. This is the Wasna Valley 4-H. And again, amazing organization that's been serving the community since 1980. Same deal. Kids learn about everything for livestock, horticultural, arts and crafts, cooking and robotics. Every year, though, I've had people approach us. They're interested in joining 4-H. There are limited numbers per area. So you might have to shop around a little bit, find the one in your area that is accepting new kids, and check it out. But right here, this is Wasna Valley 4-H.
Wasna Valley 4-H. Oh, my gosh, look at that huge Deani truck. Thank you. Thank you for your entry. Merry Christmas. How's that for a truck, Eric? Beautiful. Deani Construction has been here for so many years, are responsible for so many of our roads, our beautiful roads. Welcome, Wasna Valley 4-H.
All right, and hey, entry number 33, not to be outdone by Grace Church. We got Grace Five Cities, so they are very close to each other. They're both right there on Rodeo Drive. And Grace Five Cities was actually a church plant out of San Luis Obispo, and they love this community. They're happy to be here, and they are actually proud to announce they are moving. Looks like their new home is going to be right here on East Grand Avenue, very close to the Fair Oaks Theater. So let's give them a listen, Grace Five Cities.
They've got the Christmas spirit, Eric. Look at that. All right. Thank you, Grace Five Cities. Give us a wave. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Thank you for being here and celebrating. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
This is like a fun-loving, wild and crazy
wild
group.
And
I can
crazy
just tell by
group.
Looking at them.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Oh my God. All right.
Thank Grace you Five so Cities. Much. Well, we have another reindeer sponsor for us.
Hey, and speaking of sponsor, you don't know this, but you and I were just given a delicious hot cup of hot cocoa from the owners of the Eclair Bakery. And I am told they have ridiculous amounts of hot cocoa going on in there. So,
all right. Did
gotta
you
get
hear
Chandler
that?
And Amanda a big thank you.
Hot cocoa for everybody at Eclair Bakery.
Oh, no, it's not necessarily for free, Ann. That sounds
no,
wonderful.
No, not for free. Not for free. Let's move on to our next sponsor, Eric. Whittle Fire Protection. Thank you so much. Another behind-the-scenes sponsor to help make this parade happen. Boy, I'll tell you what, we need sponsors because these lights are expensive. Right up here in the sound system. And we want to thank them so much for their donation to make this parade happen for us. We just love it. Fishing for a Cure by the Sea. Now we have our new motto for Relay for Life. And it's going to be our 14th annual Relay for Life ride out over here at Dinosaur Park in Pismo Beach. April 6th, Saturday from 10:30 to 9. We want to invite everybody to come on over and try fishing for a cure, because we're going to cure cancer. Come join our teams. We all have a bunch of teams you can join. Just come on over, even if you're not on a team, and help us celebrate survivorship. All of us have been touched by cancer, and we want to make sure we eventually get rid of this terrible disease. Okay, behind this group here, we have the famous Arroyo Grande Valley Kiwanis Club. Let's give them a hand as we see them going by, joining the holiday celebration and participating in the Village Christmas Parade. Again, this year is Arroyo Grande Valley Kiwanis Club, bringing wishes, holiday greetings, along with all the club members and their families. Arroyo Grande Valley Kiwanis provides community service for children in our community and around the world. Happy holidays to all of you.
Oh, my goodness. There is Glenn Herman. Hey, He's like the glue that holds this place together.
Glenn's going to come over here and tell us who's on the parade. Oh, I see somebody I know on the parade. She's having a birthday. That little doggie right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Her name's Ivory. Hey, Ivory, give us a wave. All right. Okay. I'm going to turn the mic over to Glenn. If you'll just, you tell me who's on that.
I like the way you did that. Okay, we have lots of us. Oh, the very famous Jeff Lee is with us, along with the equally famous Mary Bassett. So we have Don, Jessica, and Ivory, of course, the dog you just met, Madeline, Laura Sweeney, and Jared and Maureen. Darren, they're here with us. We have a whole bunch of people. I'm not even going to mention who's driving. But we all wish you a very, very happy holiday season. Thank you very much for both of you and all of you here.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn. You know, the Arroyo Grande Valley Kiwanis Club has just started a capital fundraising program. They're going to be building an all-access playground for all children of all abilities at Elm Street Park. The playground that is there is going to be changing. So if you're hearing about a small donation, it'll be going towards that beautiful all-access playground at Elm Street Park.
All right, and that was great. You are a vast source of information. Hey, we're followed up by entry number 37. This is a new entry, and actually a fairly new business here. It's called Hello Village. And here comes Hello Village. Their children's consignments, gifts, and the store has all the things that your kids need at great prices.
How about the car? Can we buy the car? I've always wanted a Volkswagen thing. They're so famous. Why don't they make them again, right?
And in mint condition, no doubt.
Mint condition. Love it, you guys. Thank you so much for participating. We welcome you. Welcome
Hello
to the Village.
Village.
California Highway Patrol. Here is the San Luis Obispo area, CHP. Take a look at the past 1966 Dodge Polara and the present 2016 Dodge Charger. Please wear your seatbelt and put down your cell phone. Do not drive distracted. Right? Right. Check this out. Yeah, there's the old days, and there's the new one. Look at that Dodge Charger. Woo. They want to remind us to make sure and wear our seatbelts and do not drive distracted. That even means putting on lipstick.
That especially means putting on lipstick. Anne, what are you talking about?
I used to do that. Okay, Cuesta Cranker?
Yep, this is entry number 39, Cuesta Crankers. This is a Model A. It looks like they're coming here. A Model A Ford Club has been in the county for over 50 years. This is the area's chapter. And these vehicles were produced from 1928 to 1931. And we still have a few on the road. Good times.
Oh, this is 38.
This is Cal Coastal sneaking
thank
in.
You.
Construction management, investment exchanges, property management, Cal Coast. If you're looking for a company, they've got some information on the side of your truck. You can check them out.
Take a picture with your phone of that sign right there.
That's right.
There.
And that beautiful Ford F.
Put it in your contacts because you might need them. Thank you so much.
Cal
Merry
Coast.
Christmas. What a beautiful truck. Hang on, honey. You hang on. Now we have the Cuesta Crankers, entry number 39.
All right, Cuesta Crankers. As we said, they've been here in the county for 50 years. Come on. That is a beautiful vehicle.
I'm almost as old as that car.
I feel as old as that car.
What year is your car? 26? Not 29? Oh my gosh, it's just beautiful.
Absolutely.
Just beautiful. 1929. And look at this one.
Very nice.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Hey, and before we get drowned out by the music, this is one of your favorites. Entry 40 is the Arroyo Grande High School Band and Color Guard. Anything you want to tell us?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Check them out. Aren't they beautiful? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Arroyo Grande, California, the Arroyo Grande High School Eagle Marching Band under the direction of Scott McLassen and is led by drum majors Micah Naylor, Elizabeth Osborne, and Veronica Fegley. Color Guard captains Trinity Anderson and Sarah Brock with assistance from coaches Ruben Duarte, Colin Bartlett, Jana Makowitz, Alexis Brewer, Eduardo Solis, and Perrin Silvera. The Eagle Band sounds off to the High School Cadets March from John Philip Sousa. Once again, please welcome the Arroyo Grande Valley High School Marching Band. Beautiful. Woo. The high school, Arroyo Grande High School Band would like to thank John Boys Towing of Pismo Beach for hauling the band trailer to their events.
All right, and hey, they are followed up by Entry 41, which is our Five Cities Fire Authority. Obviously, they are serving AG, Grover Beach, and Oceano, which is about 38,000 people in a 10-square-mile. This vehicle was purchased in 2009 with a $1 million FEMA Assistance to Firefighters grant. That is a $1 million fire truck. Truck 5 is being driven by Fire Captain and Communications Officer Carl Brandt. And on behalf of the Five Cities Authority, they would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please drive responsibly. Do not drink and drive. Thank you, Five Cities Fire Authority.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for all that you've done for us. Been a heck of a last 5 years, especially. Thank you so much. Gosh, you guys look great in there, especially not going to a fire. Proudly serving Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, and Oceano, and thank you. Merry Christmas.
That is an amazing piece of equipment.
Grover Tool and Rental, how about those guys? They've been around for over 50 years. Every time we need anything, we run down to Grover Tool and Rental, and they've got it for rent. Makes you feel like a professional. And they've been around in their yard down there on Grover Beach forever. Have you not ever been by there? Probably never saw it.
And I love these guys. They, again, although they've been here for 50 years, I'd say it was in the last probably 4 to 5 years they came under new ownership. And, no, they have just done an amazing job. The tools seem to do what they're supposed to do. I know several of the staff members there. They've been courteous, and equipment is just, when you need it, you need it. So Grover Tool, thank you guys.
That's right. Okay, is this Farrell Smith? Oh, there's Grover Tool. Oh, my gosh. We just talked all about you. You guys are awesome. Is that a new truck? Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, and check that out. I'm going to rock that with pride. Grover Tool Rental.
They're coming up in the world because that was one fancy truck there. And they also rent U-Hauls. They also have party equipment, so you can stay right here in our community and rent everything you need without going out to a different town. You know, one of our major sponsors is always Farrell Smith. They're right here in the village, right down the street. Right there, you can see their sign. And they're just fantastic. They're a major sponsor, and this year in this parade, they're a reindeer sponsor, but right behind that banner, you cannot see them, but I guarantee you they're Twyla and Ken are riding in that car because they're not going to let anybody else drive it. And I don't blame you. You look beautiful. It looks even more gorgeous at night. Thank you, honey. You look wonderful. Congratulations. Merry Christmas and have a wonderful holiday.
I was kind of hoping the teddy bear in the back was going to be bigger, but what are you going to do?
For all your real estate needs, rentals, property, management, and purchases, go see Farrell Smith.
Yeah, Ann, you and I actually had a chance to talk about this before the parade started. It's entry number 44. It's called Shower the People. And Shower the People, this brand new mobile showers for home challenged people in our communities. And actually, I think it's a great idea. They bring the shower to you. And this is just an opportunity to spread health and welfare for everyone. They want to wish us good cheer with warm showers of hope and love to all. Shower the people. And Ann, I think we take it for granted if you get up every morning and you have the privilege of having a shower, you maybe don't appreciate what that means if you don't have access to that. So it really is.
Thank you.
Just a super, super neat thing for the folks in our community that need it.
Look at that truck. Look how it's decorated. Somebody went to a lot of work, Eric. They probably worked up a sweat and had to take a shower.
Oh, come on, Ann. That was good. That was really good.
And where do you suppose they went to take that shower?
Maybe to Shower the People shower.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
Here comes Shower the People shower. I think that looks very inviting. Isn't this a wonderful thing we have in our community now? Talk about taking water for granted. We can't do that anymore. Beautiful design. Shower the People, changing lives one shower at a time. Mobile showers for San Luis Obispo County. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You know, and you actually realize even in a disaster relief, there's the opportunity for that to be used.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine the firefighters. Can you imagine them enjoying a shower? Wearing the same clothes for a week? What have we got coming down the street? Oh, my gosh, Eric, I know who it is. It's the Pitt Martial Arts and Fitness Center. I bet you it is. At the Pitt, we teach martial arts, self-defense, fitness, all while having fun. And they are having fun right now. We're a family gym that specializes in instilling confidence. Give a loved one the gift of confidence for Christmas. Come join the Pit Ohana. Ohana is family in Ohana. That means family in Polynesian. And here comes the Pit. What an amazing job you folks do for the kids. Thank you so much. Thank you for being in our community and being so supportive.
And naturally, for those of you that follow the sport, we had big Chuck Liddell come out of retirement, I believe, last night, and it was good to see him back in action, right? Yeah? Good times, John.
You know what? I'm just pleased that he survived. We love Chuck. We want him back in one piece.
It's good times. We appreciate the Pit. Thank
you,
guys.
All you guys, thank you so much. The Pit has trained hundreds.
You know, they're getting soft, though, Ann, because at the Harvest Festival, they were, like, doing push-ups. Oh, that's what I thought.
Push-ups. Woo! Way to go, Eric.
There we go. Of course, it'd be nice if the parents got in the game, but whatever. Guys, thank you for coming out. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Smith Alarm Systems. This is the one I wanted you to especially see. There are over this entry that's coming down the street right now. They started working on it last June. He is so dedicated. It's Smith Alarm Systems from Santa Maria, California, your local alarm company. Burglar and fire alarms and so much more, so you can enjoy your house while feeling safe with Smith Alarms. It's a family owned and is keeping it local. Over 11,000 lights on this float. And they've been working on it since last June, and it's absolutely fabulous. Look at this. Give us a wave. Thank you for being here. Happy holidays. I had the pleasure of visiting with this gentleman. He's the owner of the company, and he's the one building the float. Look at that. There's two generators on that float. Merry Christmas. Thank you for bringing your entry. Every year it gets bigger and more lights. Every year.
And
I look forward to your entry every year.
I'm kind of thinking I got to get a float like that. My wife is like, hey, can you help me with the dishes? I'm like, not now, babe. I'm working on the Christmas float in June. Right?
Right. Try that one, Eric. Oh my gosh, is this my beautiful favorite Red Dirt Cafe? If you've never been to Red Dirt Cafe, you need to get down there. Molly Kaliki Maka, Merry Christmas from the Red Dirt Coffee House. And I mean, that's an understatement right there. Go down and have a burrito.
Really?
They make spam burritos to die for.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my gosh. You're wonderful. Thank you. We love you.
Why is it not Red Dirt
Merry
and Spam
Christmas.
House? Like, what's going on? Coffee and spam.
Ohana. Mali Kaliki Maka.
Number one import meat in Hawaii is spam. Blew me away to hear that.
Thank you so
much. I'm good.
Much.
Thank you, young man.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right, this is the Five Cities Vineyard Church. They want to wish us a very sweet holiday season. We've got Katie Carnahan singing some vocals, and they are very proud to be part of this town. Let's give them a listen.
Joy to the world.
Put your hands together. All right. Merry Christmas.
You go, Katie.
This is a fun, loving group of people right here.
That's been your church, boy. If you don't have a church family, this looks like a great church family to me.
Thank you, Elvis. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Love your costumes. Thank you. And that Volkswagen. All right.
Look at this. Hi, guys.
Oh, boy. That's beautiful. Merry Christmas. Thank you for being here. Peace and love on the back of that Volkswagen.
And the churches have been stepping up the singing float game this year.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Church looks like fun to me. All right, another major reindeer sponsor, Blueprint Express. We want to thank them as well for being behind the scenes and sponsoring this parade. And again, doing all the copies and graphics that our businesses in town need. Thank you, Blueprint Express.
Oh, and things are getting crazy here with entry number 50. This is Trader Joe's. Come on, we all know we love the frozen section at Trader Joe's. The orange chicken, those little miniature egg rolls. We like the chocolate eclairs. Their flowers are over the top. Trader Joe's, we love you. They're passing out some candy. And naturally, they travel the seas to bring exciting new products to us.
Oh, you guys are awesome. My favorite place at
Trader Joe's.
A free sample.
Making it happen.
Yeah.
Home of the hidden monkey and the free lollipop.
Every time I get a free sample, I buy whatever it is they're selling. What an eclectic group of folks. Merry Christmas. You know, just like the customers. They're all the same. Lovely.
So, hey, this next entry is really cool. The owner of this store is a friend of mine. This is Ransom Scooters. Ransom Scooters is located down here on Grand Avenue. They sell professional-grade scooters. They've obviously got some members of their street team here. And what is super cool about this, the owner, Reese, had picked his name, Ransom. It's actually out of a verse in the Bible. It says, for the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. That came out of the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 45. So the 1045, the irony is that's their address on Grand Avenue. 1045 East Grand coincides completely with their mission. This is a great place for kids to hang out. Reese, we got Mike. And looks like these guys are going to put on a little show for us.
All right, Eric, let's watch this show.
Nice.
Hey, check this out. Whoa.
All right, Tom.
Give him a hand. Woo. Oh, my gosh. That's not what I was thinking this was. This is great. Wonderful. Woo. Yeah.
And it's been said that skateboarding is a crime, but naturally scootering is not. So this is a safe, healthy, fun-filled event for everybody.
Go Ransom Scooters. Thank you so
Ransom
much.
Ransom Scooters, 1045 East Grand. You might want to add that to your Cyber Monday shopping list. Just saying.
Is this Lima's Pet Supply?
Wow, over the top.
Holy smoke. Lima's
Scootering
Feed and
for
Pet
all
Supply
ages.
Was started in 1972 by Mike Lemus. The goal then was helping people with their pets, the same as it is today. Holy smoke. They got their miniature 18-wheeler truck,
that little one.
For the last 46 years, they've been honored to serve you from Paso to Carpinteria and bring you the best for your pet. After all, your pets and family too. All the Lima's Feed and Pet Supply employees and their families want to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Wow. Now, Ann, if Smith's was working on his truck since June, these guys might have started like 3 years ago. This is amazing.
They started a year ago for sure.
Beautiful job, you guys. Well done.
Oh, my gosh. This is fantastic.
All right, Limos.
Limos Pet Supply, we love you. Merry Christmas. Look at the baby dog. Thank you for all you've done for my dogs. Thank you. Oh, is that Clifford, the big red dog?
I don't know, but it is a big dog. There's no doubt. All right. Hey, we are coming down the home stretch here. Entry number 53. This is Dimes Central Media. You can listen to JoJo in the morning on Wild 106.1, Slo's number one station for hits. And the team here at 106, 100.9, 95.3, The Beach, 94.9.
All right.
And 98.5, they want to wish us a very Merry Christmas and a Happy
New
Year.
All right, we're seeing them live and in person. We hear them on the radio all the time.
Come
now
on,
you
JoJo.
Get to put a face to a name. Yeah,
right.
Nice to see you guys. Come on. Thank you.
I feel like we should give him candy or something.
I know. You want candy? All right. Thanks for being here. Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you so much.
Wild 106.1.
All right. Check that out. Burke and Pace Arroyo Grande. Now, you know, these folks have been around here since 1958. All right. Another locally owned and operated by three generations of families. Come by and check out all of their decking at 971 Bennett Avenue in Arroyo Grande and see them for your next building and remodeling project. Merry Christmas to all from Burke and Pace Lumber, serving the area since 1958.
Yeah,
Burke
located,
and Pace have been around a long time.
Yeah, they're right there behind the cemetery. And
right.
Gosh, I was just there the other day grabbing some materials. They've got knowledgeable staff, great prices.
Wonderful.
Saves me a trip to the big boy store and Slo. We love you guys. Thanks for being here.
And they cut glass for you, and they'll measure it and put it on your table.
Unbelievable.
Everything you would expect to have service,
they'll
this
even
is where
make you
go.
A sandwich if you go to Burke and Pace. At least once a year, they do have a customer appreciation day.
Merry Christmas, and thank you.
All right, entry 55. This is Equippers Church. Another one of our float series from local churches. These guys always bring out their A game. They want to wish us a very Merry Christmas. They want to spread the message of Christ, hope, cheer, and joy. Very scary. Hey, what's up, buddy? Equippers Church, located down on East Grand Avenue.
All right, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thank you for being here. Merry Christmas. All right. Beautiful. Somebody knows somebody. Thank you.
We know what that means, but before we get to see Santa himself, we want to give a little shout out here to one of our major sponsors. This is Bill Senna's Insurance.
Oh, yeah.
And they have been serving the community here for over 25 years now. And obviously just want to honor Bill, who founded the company. He's not with us at this time, but his friends and family are out in honor of him and in honor of their business. And obviously they'd love to talk to you about any insurance needs that you might have. Bill Senna's Insurance. Thank you guys for coming out
tonight. Thank you. That is a beautiful tribute to Bill, by the way.
Yes.
We all loved Bill. He was just a great community volunteer, always. Thank you so much for being here. And now, the person you've all been waiting to see, it's Santa Claus.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
And I didn't know he was going to be in a fire truck, Ann.
I know, and you know, that's Sean Shore's fire truck, and Sean wouldn't have it any other way. Sean has to have Santa.
Hey, and of course, this is a great place for you to donate toys for Tots, and there's drop-offs all throughout the community, but...
You know, I understand that riding along with Sean is Lynn Compton, our 4th District Supervisor. I can't see Lynn in there, but if she's in there, she's going to be waving. We'll see her as she gets closer. But boy, you can see Santa, can't you? Whoa, give him a wave.
We love you, Santa.
Woo! There's Lynn. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Lynn. Santa!
Hey, Santa Claus!
I want a 4-wheel drive for Christmas, Santa.
Don't listen to him.
All right. Yeah. I'm out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn, and thank you, Sean. You've taken good care of Santa. You got him here for us. Thank you.
As a reminder, please take a moment to pick up your trash. You can meet us down at Harvest Church for tree lighting. Tree lighting at Harvest Church. Thank you, folks, for joining us. The annual Royal Grandy Christmas Parade.
And now you get to follow Santa in the street and be in the parade yourself. There you go. Give us a wave. It's so much fun. How many times do you get to walk down Branch Street?